Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 27th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Meta reported its Q1 revenue rose 3% on the year. Facebook averaged 2.04 billion daily active users in March. That's up from 2 billion last quarter. Across the family of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, daily active users rose 5% to 3.02 billion across all three. Time spent on Instagram grew 24% thanks to Reels and its recommendation algorithm. Meta's Reality Labs, which is working on its products meant for a metaverse, saw revenue fall 51% on the year, but CEO Mark Zuckerberg emphasized that the company will continue to invest in the division, believing that profitability is years away. Meta did warn of a continuing risk to its revenue if the Irish Data Protection Commission's decision in May causes further complications in sharing data between the United States and the EU. Amazon continues to pull back from experimental programs that doesn't feel are working. The company has stopped selling its three health-related Halo products. That's the View, the Band, and the Rise. And it will shut down the Halo division. Support for Halo devices, including its cloud services, will end July 31st. So get your data out before that if you want it. All remaining data is going to be deleted on August 1st. Anyone who bought a Halo device in the last 12 months can get a full refund, and unused prepaid subscription fees will be refunded as well. Monday, Google launched cloud syncing for Google Authenticator, similar to what Authy provides, but it did not add a password other than your Google password. Tuesday, security researchers at MISC concluded that the sync was encrypted in transit and at rest, but not end-to-end, meaning someone at Google's endpoint could potentially see your 2FA codes, either an employee or someone who got into Google's network. Now, if you trust Google to safeguard its end and not misuse its access, fine, but many security-conscious people don't trust anyone. Of course, offering end-to-end encryption would mean if someone locked themselves out of their authenticator, they could not get their codes back. Google says it will offer end-to-end encryption for Google Authenticator Cloud Sync down the line. Microsoft started rolling out Phone Link for iOS on Windows 11, meaning you can link your iPhone to your Windows machine. You'll be able to take calls, see and respond to iMessages, see notifications, and access your iOS contacts. Phone Link does not yet support group messages, videos, or images. A Reddit user who goes by the handle HackerMcHackface discovered that Microsoft's Edge browser appears to send almost every URL you enter into the address bar to bingapis.com. Software engineer Rafael Rivera told The Verge it appears to be due to the creator follow feature in Edge. That's a feature that lets Bing know when you're on a page from a creator, so it can help you find more things from that creator. But it seems to send almost every URL, and that's a problem because it's on by default. You can disable the feature, and that will stop URLs from being sent to the API. Microsoft told The Verge it's investigating the issue. Kakao Pay has acquired U.S. brokerage firm Siebert Financial. Kakao Pay spun out of Kakao in 2017 and is one of the largest payments platforms in South Korea. Kakao Pay hopes to use Siebert as part of a plan to expand its payment service into the United States and expand its brokerage services. Kakao Pay currently offers payment services in South Korea, Japan, Macau, Singapore, China, and France. Samsung reported its profit fell 95% on the year. That's its lowest point now since 2009. Revenue fell 18% on the year. Samsung will make a cut in memory production as a result, but like TSMC, expects a limited recovery in chip demand in the second half of the year. The silver lining in this quarter's earnings report was the success of the Galaxy S23, which led a rise of 22% in Samsung's mobile division business. Google Meet now offers 1080p resolution for its video conferencing calls in its web-based version of the service for paid users. If you're an app user or a free user, you still get 720p video. And yes, this story is from 2023. Finally, Chinese game device maker Ayano, that's A-Y-A-N-E-O, confirmed that its 2S handheld gaming device will use the new AMD Ryzen 7000 series chips. Those are the ones also being used by the Asus ROG Ally. The ANO 2S increases the competition for the popular Steam Deck handheld gaming devices. They're a thing. The ANO 2S and a more basic version called the Geek 1S will go up on Indiegogo in the next few days. I assume that's when we'll find out the price, and be available for general orders in May, shipping by the end of July. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And hey, if you enjoy the show, tell a friend to check it out. Don't keep it all to yourself. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.